We haven't talked since Mexico, man. So
yes.
How's life been since then?
Yeah, man. Everything and their grandmother has happened since Sonic USS Mexican Tour 2012, let me tell you.
Yeah, you guys seem busy. It's funny. I got home and I was like, oh, God, I need to take like a week off. You guys were right back into playing shows, and you guys have been everywhere.
Oddly enough, too, you guys went back to full-blown winter, whereas out here in south-central Ontario, it was literally still the fall.
So you've always had a special connection to Edmonton and Sonic 102.9. So I'm curious, how did you go about becoming an actual staff member at Sonic?
You know, it's unbelievable the love and support that we've gained from Edmontonians by way of Sonic 102.9 straight from our Hollow Point Sniper Hyperbole release in winter of 08 to now, you know, 5 years later. We just always maintained, and we've always, like, we've come out there every single time we've been asked and every time we wanted to come out there. And we probably played Edmonton a dozen times now. And it's just become an extremely important place to us, not just as a band, but as individuals. I mean, Ash and I growing up, we're both like huge Oilers fans, much like the rest of Canada that dreamed of being on a line with Jari Kurri and Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. It's just amazing, like what we've seen over the years with Edmonton. It's just been such a magical place for our band. Like even getting asked to play the inaugural Sonic Boom and that lineup, that was, like, honestly one of the best festival days we've ever had as a band, and we still talk about it, you know, every, like, few weeks. So it's, I guess it's only fitting that Sonic would find a little home for this here human kebab on your fair station.
Yeah, and it goes, the Sonic boys and girls love you guys just as much, and so it only seems fitting that you now have your own mix show on Sonic. I guess the cat's out of the bag. It's called Subsonic. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, Subsonic. Wow. I mean, I've been DJing for a gajillion years, and I still use my turntables, as any you know, Sonic USS fan who comes to our shows sees. And I guess just the time is now. Modern rock itself is progressing at an astronomical rate, and not just in, like, you know, the types of songs that we're hearing now on the radio, but just the influx of remixes and mashups and just like electronic sounds that are finding their way, like, in, you know, like breaking into alternative rock, like, all over the world. And it's just becoming more apparent and more common to see, like, DJs sliding those tracks into sets. And I mean, you know, like, my band USS is a modern rock band that's always trying to be progressive. So I've always got my finger on the pulse of, you know, what's happening in the world of remixes and, you know, who's talking about what songs and just everything about it. And it's so exciting that you can take, like, a dubstep remix of a Black Keys song and throw it on your turntables and drop it into a mix and present it on a radio station like Sonic 102.9.
Yeah, and that's going to start airing this Friday at 11 o'clock at night. It's going to run Fridays and Saturdays at 11 p.m., and before people start melting down and they hear the words remix and mix show and all that stuff, you're not playing Chris Brown and Justin Bieber. You're playing the finest in modern rock remixed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just essentially like the biggest and the best of all the modern rock songs that you hear on Sonic 102.9 that have been grabbed, that have been put through the filter of contemporary electronic music, which is, like, so common. Like, you know, years ago, like, Justice remixed MGMT Electric Feel, and it went off, and it actually helped that band branch off into other genres and other formats and got them in front of so many other people. And I'm not sure if many Edmontonians know it, but some of the very songs that Sonic supports that get out there that go global, some of the time their exposure is also spread because of dance music producers and people in the electronic dance music world also known as EDM. But that just, like, these songs have been, you know, represented in just, like, different styles and different genres because the songs were that good to begin with. Why not mix it up and mess them up and make them a little bit different than the original version?
Absolutely. I was lucky enough to hear a demo of Subsonic that you'd put together, and you were putting together, like, Metric with Foster the People and the Foo Fighters. So I'm curious, how do you go about finding the music you use in Subsonic, because it's so different from the originals that we're used to hearing?
I mean, the internet, as everybody knows, is a vast empire of anything and all music. I mean, for starters, if just, you know, the average John Q listener goes on Google and, you know, types in like Foo Fighters Rope, chances are, outside of, you know, what you would see, the description of the lyrics and the band, the Foo Fighters, and their Wikipedia page, you know, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that Deadmau5 remixed Rope, but upon its release to radio, I guess back in 2011 or 2010 or whatever it came out. And I mean, it sort of starts from there. I mean, if you're not in tune to the world of DJing, EDM, or remixing, you really just even start with like a song that you love that you might hear on Sonic 102.9, and you see how far that song has gone, and then it becomes apparent that there are a whole whack load of people that have tried to take stabs at remixing it, and some are big, some are small, and I think that's probably one of the most exciting things about modern rock right now, where it's going outside of the conventions of, you know, the song actually being released and being serviced to radio and it being supported by its current fan base, is that you know, you get like any of these giant electronic producers worldwide will just grab onto a song. You know, like if you take like 15 minutes and you type in Foster the People remixes on the internet and just see what comes up, it's just crazy how many people have branded their own take on their huge singles that we all know and love, like Pumped Up Kicks, Helena Beat, Houdini. The breadth of remixes is just like, it's overwhelming. It's more at that point about choosing the right one that's going to fit the mix for Subsonic.
We're all excited to hear it. Again, it debuts Friday night at 11 o'clock. It's going to play on Saturday nights as well. Sonic 102.9, talking with Human Kebab. Let's talk about your real 9-to-5 job. It's not really here at Sonic. It's with USS. You guys have been super busy lately recording new music. So how's that going?
It's going absolutely incredible. It's probably the most organic songwriting process that we've ever seen. Like, Approved was sort of our first glance into, you know, literally holing yourself up in a shed out in the middle of nowhere right near Niagara Falls, Ontario, in the dead of winter and writing songs. Like, sort of felt like Kathy Bates in Misery at one point. But that we literally just, you know, we experimented with that idea of just like getting away and seeing what we could do with our producer Togs, who also, you know, acts as co-writer with us. The three of us basically formed the trifecta that is now the modern sound of USS. And we're into round two, doing the same format, but we're actually doing it in the city of Toronto this time, which has also been interesting because there's a lot more distractions. But that can be a good thing and a bad thing. We literally, before USS Mexican Tour 2012 with you guys down in the Mayan Riviera, we jumped on the first song for the EP, and our whole entire team were so confident and fell in love with it so quickly that it quickly became what is now going to be our first single, which hopefully Sonic listeners will hear in the next few weeks. Definitely our most ambitious and probably our most hard-hitting song to date. The entire EP itself is sort of falling into place around that song, and hopefully the whole thing is done in the next month or so.
Okay, so do you have a timeline for the EP?
For release, I'm not really too sure. I'm going to say spring. Hopefully I don't get slapped by somebody on our team for saying that, but that's what we've sort of, like, we've been thinking and hearing in our mind's eye. But definitely our single is ready to rock.
Ooh, what's the song called?
You know what? This is a special call, and I'm going to go one step for Sonic because of your guys' love and support.
Aww.
And encouragement over the years. And I'm going to say right now that the song is called This Is the Best.
This Is the Best, coming soon to Sonic.
Yeah.
So with an EP release, which we're expecting sometime this year,
yeah.
Traditionally comes a tour. So you ironing down some plans for the summer?
Yes. We're looking to go overseas again. In terms of Canada, yeah, slowly but surely our schedule is starting to roll out, which is amazing. 2012 was just like absolutely ridiculous. Like, we were in Newfoundland. We did like a show at Fields Brewery in Victoria. We did Capital X with AWOL Nation in Edmonton, which,
yes.
I mean, I've heard about Capital X since before USS ever came to Edmonton, so to be able to play that show, and then of course with AWOL Nation, who we absolutely love to death, was like the biggest honor in the world. So 2013, I mean, we shouldn't expect anything less. And I have a feeling that we're going to be making an absolutely energetic, overwhelming visit to Edmonton, hopefully really soon.
Ooh, I heard something about a certain radio station's birthday party that you guys could possibly be a part of.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully we get in on this birthday party because you guys are great.
Well, you know what? It's a two-way street. We love USS. The Sonic Boys and Girls love USS. And so while you can't be here all the time, at least now we get to hear you every single week when you do Subsonic Friday and Saturday nights right here on Sonic. You know what? You're in the radio business now. I'll let you tease it one last time.
I just want to say that in all the years that I've been DJing and working with music and then in this band, USS, and I've never had an opportunity to do something like this on a radio station anywhere. And all the love and respect in the world to Sonic 102.9, to yourself, Bryce, Al Ford, Garner Andrews, Adam Thompson, all of your DJs. Really, really appreciate it. I actually got really nervous. Just because it's such an overwhelming undertaking to be asked to do something like this. And I'm humbled by it. So thank you very much.